Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
All right, we are here, the one and only. I'm going to call him a UConn product because with the way the season may have ended, you're technically a free agent right now. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially, yeah, I am.
All right, so yeah, UConn's own Andre Drummond. How's quarantine life been, pal?
Man, it's going good, man. You know, just been getting a chance to chill out, hang with my kids, and just relax.
When was the last time you touched a basketball?
Yesterday.
Okay, all right.
I have my own gym, so.
Oh, well, that helps.
So slacking on it today, what's stopping you? I mean.
You guys.
Fair. We'll do that.
I moved my workout back because I wouldn't have been done by now.
Honored, truly.
No, you're good, fellas. Anytime.
I do got to say, do you still want to be called like a UConn alum after they had you losing to Hasheem Thabeet in the Twitter bracket?
Honestly, bro, I didn't even see that until the other day, like that they were doing a bracket thing. So
yeah.
I didn't really expect me to make it past the first one. Anyways, I played for 8 months at school, so
right.
I didn't expect to be like a legend. So me being in the Sweet 16 is pretty dope anyway, so I'll take that.
True.
I'm definitely losing on Macro, though. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had you underseeded everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead, bro.
What made you pick UConn over – because you had everyone recruiting you. What was it that made you choose UConn?
Yeah, bro, for me, I just wanted to sit close to home. You know, I was – going in at such a young age, I was going in at 17, and you know, my mom was like, you know, I don't want you to leave. Like, and UConn won the championship the year before, too, so it was a little easier to make that decision.
Yeah, she didn't want you out at Cal Berkeley across the country.
Yeah, she definitely didn't want me leaving anywhere far that she couldn't drive to.
Who was option two? If you didn't go to UConn, who would it have been?
North Carolina, probably.
Mm.
So Kentucky was very dead low on the list.
No, Kentucky's right after them.
I'll take
right it. Yeah, they're right after North Carolina. I've always loved North Carolina. Like, I've always been a Tar Heels fan as a kid. So I've always, you know, loved. And I played, got a chance to play there too in AAU as well too. So that was always fun for me too.
What AAU team were you on?
CBC, Connecticut Basketball Club.
Oh, okay. I played Bay State Magic.
We beat the shit out of y'all.
Well, probably. Yeah, I would imagine so.
Mick, you had no answer for Drummond. I was at that game.
No, listen, he put he hung 49 and 20 on me in the first half. It was tough.
It was real bad.
No, I played Alex Oriaki, and he gave me hell, so I can't imagine what Andre Drummond would have done to me.
It was like, you being a UNC guy, you were born in 93. So I'm curious, like, what do you remember about Jordan, like with the Last Dance stuff going on?
Man, you know, so it's crazy. People are, like, actually really upset that I'm doing it like this, but I'm not watching The Last Dance until the last episode, which was yesterday, so I'll start watching it some point in time this week. So I can't even tell you anything about The Last Dance because anything I know is from what I see on Instagram.
Right. Now, even better. So what do you, without even seeing the documentary, what do you just remember about Jordan, like, at the time?
I mean, he was, like, Jesus, he was like Jesus at that time. Like, during that time, he was like Jesus. Like, you say Michael Jordan, like, he's like, it's like walking the water type stuff. Like, that's just the impact he had on basketball and people's lives. I mean, to this day, people are saying Jordan, they're wearing his shoes decades later. So he's timeless.
What do you think the best Jordan shoe is?
For me personally, I love the 10s. I wear the 10s okay. Every chance I get when I play, or the 3s. or the 14s. But other than that, I think all the shoes are pretty dope. I think the ugliest ones are definitely the 19s. I hate those.
Really?
Yeah, 19s are ugly. That's the 18s are okay. I hate the sixes and sevens. I always hated those shoes.
Hate is a little strong on
there. Yeah, I say hate because I sprained my ankle in those shoes every time I wear them. So that's okay. Why I hate them. Shoot, I wear them out in public, but I always used to sprain my ankle in those shoes.
I think the two is easily the worst, man.
You think it's the worst?
I hate the two. I've never ever liked the twos.
Wow.
Like not a colorway, not highs, lows, mid, nothing. After the one, how do you go from the one, a classic shoe, to whatever that workman boot the two was?
I think the fives are ugly.
Oh, come on, Andre. You're breaking my heart now, man.
The five look like moon boots.
No, those are the twos for sure, for sure.
Yeah, if we're talking boots. What's that? You don't like the 12s either? You think the patent leather is bad?
11.
Yeah,
I like the 12s. I like the 12s. The 12s is cool. I like the 12s.
What's your favorite colorway of the 10s?
Honestly, I don't know. I love them all. Like I've had every colorway possible because that's what I wore for like four straight seasons as 10. So I love them all.
Okay.
Where'd all those 10s go?
Are strong.
Say it again?
You have just boxes and boxes of 10s lined up. Like, I don't know, yeah, 9s, no 11s, actually, no 8s.
It's actually disgusting. Like, my 10s collection is, like, out of this world.
So, what size are you? Like, how? 18. I'm sure you just pick up a phone and call Nike, but that, growing up, that had to have been a burden.
Yeah, it sucked as a kid. I wore 18s from, like, the 8th grade till present day.
Oh, God. Yeah, so you didn't have a fitting pair of shoes until what, college?
Absolutely. It's a good thing. I was able to salvage my toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, end up looking like Shaq otherwise.
Mm. Yeah, we definitely don't need that.
Let me say that since you haven't watched The Last Dance yet, something I'd like for you to consider going into it. Just consider physically fighting on your teammates that aren't as good at basketball. Just think about it.
Okay.
Jordan did it. It worked for him, as you'll see it in the doc. So just something to consider. Next time, you know, Colin Sexton done passed the ball or something, maybe
I put my hands on my teammates before.
Oh yeah? Andre Michael Jordan Drummond?
Huh? It doesn't matter who. It was in Detroit. He's actually one of my really close friends, too. I'm sure you'll pick up on that. But yeah, I had to put my hands on him when we first got him.
What happened?
I told him to do something and he didn't do it, and I gave him a warning. He still didn't do it.
Was it like a warning, or was the warning like a punch to the stomach?
No, I punched him in the head.
What did he do?
I mean, he didn't do it again.
Okay, so it was a second strategy, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I happened more than once too, because then the next time it was because of rebounds, and he's like a rebounding player as well, too, a guard. And he like kept coming to take my rebounds, so I pulled him aside like during the time. I said, "Yo, bro, you don't see me trying to go for 50 every night. Don't try to come with a rebound." So this is how I eat, bro. So get your ass out of here.
Sure.
So
how many times did it happen? You said it happened more than once.
I let it slide a handful of times, and I just got to a point where I elbowed him in the head the next time he jumped.
Then he learned his lesson.
Yeah, it didn't happen again. You guys are any of my teammates. I do. I did the people in Cleveland too. What you mean?
Hey, I hate everybody. What are you?
Yeah, equal opportunity.
That's why I'm one of the best rebounders there is, because nobody's trying to get hit.
100%. That's half the battle.
Now, Andre, I am a Celtics fan. Love the Celtics. Why do you hate them so much?
Why do I hate the Celtics?
You, every time you come to Boston, it's 20 and 30, 20 and 24.
I actually love the Celtics. I'm like a,
yeah,
I'm
for
a
that reason.
Knicks fan by foot, huh?
Yeah, easy games to play against.
No. Coming to Boston is like going back to Connecticut. Like, all my family lives in New England. So, like, I have like 70 people in the stand. So, it's like playing at home.
Every time you come here, like
Boston does.
Yeah, every time you come here, they'll show like most rebounds in TD Bank Garden because it's not that old of a building since we knocked down the old garden, and you have all of those records. We haven't really had any center who could put up, and like Daniel Tice trying his best out there. Like, I'm just asking you nicely to relax a little bit.
I'll not do that.
All right.
Honesty.
Yeah, I don't want to get punched in the head, so I'm fine.
I do have a question. Did somebody, I noticed one of your handles online has Andre Drummond and the other one has two D's. Is somebody just squatting on that account?
Yeah, the dude that has it won't give it up, so.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he won't give it. He'll read my messages and not respond, so he's not giving it up.
Oh, so you just see like the scene message, yeah. 720. Oh, that's even worse. That's disrespect.
I gave up.
Did you try to bribe him? Did you try bribery?
No, I just said, yo, I need that name.
He's not with it.
And I think you should either.
I just hit him back. I said, what do we have to do that I could buy this name? No response. Then I said, all right, is there anything that you need? I can get this name. No response. So after like a fourth try, I was like, I'm over it.
I think you should threaten him. I think you should elbow him in the head like your teammate.
I don't think that would be do well for me. I'm sure the police would be at my door.
There's only one way to find out.
How bad do you really want the at?
Not that bad. Not that bad.
Yeah, we should get everybody listening. Let's all just send messages to Andre Drummond. Be like, hey, come off the app, man. We're asking nicely.
We need that, man.
I'm on your basketball reference right now, and it has your official nickname listed as Big Penguin. Explain.
When I first came in the NBA, they asked me what my favorite animal was, and I said it was a penguin. So they called me Big Penguin from there on out.
Okay. Does that sound like people still call you this?
Yeah. Who is that?
It's actually kind of weird. Like, people still really call me that. I didn't even know it was a nickname until like a year later. And then it just stuck. Like, people in this room were calling me that.
We got to get you a better nickname, man.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They just ask people what animals they like. Oh, okay. Big dog. Big lion. Like,
all right, big cat.
Yeah, all right. Big snake. All right, cool. Very cool. We got to get you a better nickname, man.
Yeah, man. We got to work on that. Definitely got to work on that.
I mean, Drum feels pretty easy. It's not the greatest.
All my boys call me that.
That's what I mean.
All my teammates call me that.
Yeah. Big Penguin, for sure. Like, if you were, like, the next Batman villain, maybe. And I wouldn't hate that. But I don't know if we can just... I guess maybe if you had like a big like white chest too, something like that. But no, I don't think you have that either. So I don't think Big Penguin's gonna fly.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Neither do penguins. Wow.
Yeah. No. You talk about rebounding. How much pride? Obviously, if you're willing to throw fists over it, but it's almost a lost art these days. What makes you so prideful about rebounding?
You know, when I came into the NBA, my AAU coach, he and I were talking. I was asking him, like, damn, I'm 18 going to the NBA into a man's league. Like, what the hell do I do to, like, stay relevant? And what he said to me, his message stuck with me. I'll just keep it simple. He just said, find one thing that you can be really good at right away and then expand your game from that. And I've always had a knack for rebounding, and I just took it upon myself to just try to go after every rebound on both ends of the court until I made a name for myself, and then that's pretty much what I'm known for now, is being one of the best rebounders there is.
I was going to say, do you think you've made that name yet? You're number one all time ever for total rebound percentage grab, but you think you're still climbing to get that recognition?
Absolutely. I mean, every year I try to get better and better with it. I mean, I want to be to a point where there's no other discussion when it comes to that area, basketball.
Who did you watch? Like, were you like a Rodman guy, or honestly,
I didn't really watch anybody until later in my career. I started watching like how guys position themselves. But for me, it just was natural. I just had a natural knack for where the ball come off the rim.
And a 40-inch vertical, and being 7 foot tall.
That,
yeah,
there's that I didn't mention, but yeah, there's that too.
Who is like the toughest person you found to box out or try and like get rebounds around? Like, who do you see coming up on the schedule, and you're like, I just know I'm in for a dogfight that game?
It's never one person. It's like there's teams that box me out different ways. There's never one person that can stop me from rebounding. You have to send at least two or three people for me.
Okay, so which teams?
Chicago does a really good job. Milwaukee does a great job of blocking me out. Golden State's probably one of the easiest.
Lunch meat, yeah.
Yeah.
Six foot four, Draymond's not giving you too much trouble down there?
No. Utah does a good job. They send everybody. That's pretty much it. Miami does a good job too. Miami's the last team that they will really good job of blocking me out.
Boston does a terrible job.
Real bad.
Yeah, we don't talk about Boston. We already know the history there.
I know it all too well. I'm not a fan. Yeah, you've led the league in rebounding 3 years in a row, four out of the last five. So what happened in 2016-17? You only averaged 13.8.
Yeah, bro, I don't really remember that year, to be honest. It probably just was a bad year for me. That's probably what it was. I don't
only 14 boards, yuck.
Yeah, that's gross. But
unbecoming. So you talk about adding something to your game or trying to add something to your game every offseason. What was the next step after you felt like you established yourself as a rebounder? What came next?
Free throws is next.
Okay.
Yeah, so then, I mean, as you can see, over the years, I've gotten a lot better with that as well, too. So I've always picked one thing to get better at each and every year in my career. And that was the next aspect of my game I worked on was the free throws. And obviously, I made one of the biggest jumps since Karl Malone. So that was huge for me in my career too, to get rid of that knack of you can foul him whenever you want to.
What was it? What was the fix? Was it just an insane repetition, or did you like actually rebuild it?
It was never repetition. It was more of it was a mental thing. I just had to get out of my own head and stop listening to a million people telling me how to shoot this one shot.
Yeah.
So I just took a summer to where I went back home and worked out my high school coach again. Cause I've never been a bad shooter until I got to college in the NBA. So I just went back home. I just worked out with him for a month or so. And, you know, I kind of got that rhythm back and that feeling. And, you know, I was shooting a decent percentage.
Now, your passing also took like a jump around the same time your free throws did. Was that something? Is that something you can practice, or as you get more comfortable with the game, seeing the floor better?
I mean, if you see me play, I'm a very, very good passer. My team added more stuff to my game. That's all it was. It was just the opportunity to showcase that. So that's all it was. It was nothing I really worked on. It's just having the vision and knowing who I'm passing to.
I got you. So who, in the terms of boxing out, who's the strongest player? Not even necessarily boxing out, just the strongest player in the league, somebody you've gone against. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to think. Joel Embiid is fairly strong. He's bigger than me, too. He's definitely a tough one to block out or get around.
Jokic, I feel like Jokic weighs like 450 pounds.
Yeah, how tall is Jokic? Because it says like 7'1", but I think he's a smooth like 7'6".
No, he's definitely super tall, but no, he's not tough to block out. I mean, there's certain players I go against where I know that they're not going to try to have that battle with me all game. More of the star players that have a bulk of the load on the offensive end, they're not trying to fight with me all game. They'll let me go sometimes.
That makes sense.
Because I hit you every possession. Like you're getting touched every time you come down the court. And you're not trying to do that every time. So some of the rebounds, they just be like, all right, whatever, we'll just give them this one.
Yeah, I'm going to get back down the court.
Who quits the easiest? Who's just like, you know what? Enough. I'm not dealing with this.
I don't think nobody quits. I don't think anybody makes a quitter. But I think like as a team, like if they like start backing off more, I'd probably say Chicago.
Okay.
For more times than that, I'm just going to keep muscling my way through until they give up or not give up or just get more lenient with it to where if it happens, it happens.
Right.
Now, you, before this last season, I believe you said you were interested in staying with Detroit. Were you ever trying to be like a one-team career guy?
Yeah. I mean, I've said it in press conferences. I've said it in interviews before, too. Even when I signed, I said I would love to be in one city for my whole career. Obviously, Detroit was the team. I was there. But obviously, it happens. It's the way of business. Things happen. So I'm in Cleveland now, so that's all I can worry about.
Was that because obviously you've been in the league a while. Everyone always likes to talk about the business, but when it happens that not late in your career since you're still so young, but was it like a shock when they actually moved you?
It wasn't a shock. I was just like, damn, this is everything everybody was telling me about, like this is how the business works.
Right.
So it was a surreal moment for me. It was humbling. So, you know, I'm excited for the change and looking forward for the next best thing for me.
Now, how did you, this is non-basketball related, how did you get on Riff Raff's album? I need to know how this came about.
He and I met
maybe like 3 years ago. That song is about 3 years old. That song, I did that song in 2018.
Oh, wow.
And he's just not putting it out. I'm not sure why, but I met him. Yeah, Riff's a weird dude, man. But I love the dude, man. He's an awesome guy. But I met him a couple years ago, and we happened to be in the same studio. And he's like, "Hey, like, you do music?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm doing a song for my album, and it'd be dope to have you on." I'm like, "All right, what?" Send it to me. So he sends it to me. I cut the song a day later. I sent it to him. I was like, "Hey, what's your release date?" So I know, so there's an overlap with the album I was getting ready to put out during that time. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna put it out in July." I'm like, "All right, cool. I'll put mine up before that."
Meant July 2022, yeah.
Yeah, so a couple years, like 2 years go by, and then he called, you know, mind you, we're still having regular conversations. I didn't bring anything up about the song. We just, you know, casual talks. And then maybe about, like, maybe a month ago, he calls me. He's like, "Yo, I'm about to put that song out." I said, "What song are you talking about?"
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, "What song are you talking about?" This is 3 years later. He's like, "I'm about to put that song out." "What song are you talking about?" "The one that we did in Miami." I said, "Yo, bro, didn't I do that in 2018? He's like, "Yeah, I'm about to put it out now." I said, "All right, well, I guess."
My punchlines don't work. None of these players play for the same teams anymore. Like,
yeah, but I mean, it still sounds good. I'm excited for it to come out. Definitely super excited for it to come out.
What is it about getting into music? Like, what inspired you to get into music?
I've been doing music for a really long time. I started DJing first, and I didn't really like it as much after, you know, 2 or 3 years of doing it. And I decided to start making my own music. I was like, why play other people's music when they could be playing mine? So I fell in love with the art of just writing my own songs and just having fun in the studio until it became a passion.
Were you tired of playing songs? You were like, I can make a song better than this. Just keep playing.
I don't think anybody's music is bad. I just think there's just different tastes for different stuff. So I just was tired of playing other people's stuff. I wanted to hear my own music because I have a story to tell too. So a lot of people's music is like a story about what they got going on. So
right.
I wanted to express myself in that way too.
If you could make a track with only NBA players, both active and retired, who would your first three calls be for those features?
Shaq, Dame Lillard, and Iman Shumpert.
Okay.
Shaq and Dame on the same track? Bold.
Yeah.
It's going to be like T.I. and Ludacris on Stomp.
Just don't tell the other one that they're going to record on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, along with the music, like, you've been doing, like, how did you get, like, quarantine radio going? Because you got, like, stand-up comedy night going. You got ladies night going on quarantine radio. Like, how did all that come about?
So I was like, super bored. We started 5 weeks ago, so I was bored as hell at the house one day.
Same.
As we all are still. And I'm like, damn, I need to do something interactive because I feel like I haven't been engaging with my fans lately. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go live every day and just do random different things. And then it was cool at first, and then I got a phone call from my rep from JBL. He said, "Hey, do you want to, like, really do this and, like, make something out of it?" And I'm like, "Sure." So then I started writing down shows. I started interviewing people. Then, like, now we're a lot more structured than we were now. Like, every day is a theme now, and we know.
Right.
So it's just become really fun for me. I truly enjoy doing it. Like, it's super fun for me to do.
Do you envision yourself as, like, post-playing career, which is, like, 15 years from now for you, but that kind of host role?
Yeah, I would love to do something like that. Like, that would be dope. I would love to be a host for a game show.
Okay.
Family Feud takes Steve Harvey's job.
You're gonna take his suits too. I feel like you gotta
take. Yeah, I'm gonna take them big ass suits he wears too.
You gotta take the stash too. You take it all. It's a package deal, Andre.
I'll take the fro. You know his fro is clean.
Hey man, that was a toupee. Did you know that? All this time he lied to us.
I mean, either way, his shit was clean though.
100%. I just don't like to be lied to, but it should do look good. Now, is there any rumors, in truth to the rumors, that you're thinking about just retiring, calling it quits, and just becoming a TikTok star? Because I've been reading a lot about it.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I think I think becoming an influencer is super important for me. I think I'm going to take my TikTok game to the next level and just probably retire from basketball.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely not doing that. Not at all.
No, we've already cut the clip.
You don't have a final cut. You cut the clip already.
Yeah. Drummond retires today, effective immediately. TikTok, yeah.
What is it about? Is that your favorite social media right now, or is it still Instagram?
I don't really have a favorite social media, but as of now, I have more fun doing the TikToks. So I get to be silly and be myself. But it used to be by force. My best friend started making me do them, but then I started to enjoy doing it. So now it's just
that's how I've noticed everyone. They really hate it at first. They get dragged into it, and then they're doing them like at 2 a.m. by themselves, having a grand old time.
Yeah, trust me, it's a lot that goes into it. I wish people could film like the behind the scenes of like a TikTok shoot and look how stupid they look.
See, there's your lane. If you start doing it behind the scenes of TikTok, they'll be like, behind the talk. Yeah, I think this will work.
That's pretty funny, actually. Look at that. Came up with an idea.
See?
Yeah, we're not
going to put our heads together. Yeah.
It's like after Walking Dead when they do the hour Talking Dead. This is just talking talk with Andre Drummond. Yeah.
There you go. $1 billion idea.
That was nice. I like it.
Andre, before we let you go, we appreciate you giving us some of your time today. I'm just curious, since you do like to have fun, what is your top three favorite cereals of all time?
Wow. That threw me off. I don't know how to respond to this right now.
Hard-hitting questions that we bring to you here on Mixtape.
All right. Captain Crunch Reese's and Lucky Charms.
Okay. All right. Solid. Wouldn't be my three, but it's solid.
I'll allow it.
That was just the first three that came to mind.
Do you even eat cereal anymore?
I don't remember last time I had cereal. There's actually a box in my room right now that's been there for like 2 weeks.
What kind are we talking? What made it to the bedroom?
I don't know. Mike bought it. One of my best friends bought it. I don't know why it's in there. I think he's hiding it from somebody.
I know Andre won't eat it, so
yeah,
it's safe in here. Tyler,
no, actually, one last. We talked to Langston Galloway last month. Yeah. He said Tony Snell was the worst dressed player he's ever 100%. Seen.
My fault. Tony Snell is 100% the worst dresser to ever step foot in the NBA.
What's so bad about his style? His outfit, Langston couldn't describe it to us.
But mind you, like if Tone ever hears this is you already know I love his outfits. I say he's the only person I know that could pull them off, but they suck though. Like nobody, wear them besides him. Like it won't work. Like he wears super baggy jeans.
I think Snell took out his internet.
Oh yeah, Tony didn't like that.
Yeah, no, he did not. And he wears three shirts.
Three shirts?
And two pair of socks.
What's that? That's criminal activity.
Let me break this down for you so you can envision.
Please.
So he wears a tank top. He wears one shirt that is a lot bigger than the second shirt that he puts over the top. So say he wears like a white shirt and a black shirt. So he wears one white shirt that's super big, and he wears a black shirt and he puts it over the top. So you can see like the sleeves. Or like magic.
The white like poking out, yeah.
The white is poking out, the black is over the top. So he wears just clothes like that. And he does that with his socks too.
Oh. That fails.
I'm like, yo, bro, you don't be hot. Like, all that, all them damn clothes you got on.
Right. He from L.A. L.A. not exactly a cool climate. Like, why is he wearing so many clothes?
And he always got a do-rag going with a hat, too. So I know his head be hot.
Y'all ever chip in and, like, buy him a suit or get him a nice pair of slacks or something?
I saw him wear a suit one day, too. That's a lost cause, too. His suits are disgusting, too. Well, that's my guy, though, man. I love Tone, man. Tone's the only one I know I could do that. I still say that to this day. He's the only person I know I could dress that way.
It sounds like he can't do that. It sounds like it's not working at all.
I mean, for me, it works for him. That's him. Like, when I see him, like, I no longer laugh at him. I'm like, all right, that's just Tone, man. That's
it's just him.
It only took 6 years for you to no longer laugh every time you come.
Yeah, he's about to retire. Tony Snell's 48. People are like, you know what? Tony just can't dress, man.
Yeah, no, it no longer faces me that he dresses like that.
That was exactly what Lance was like. Listen, that's my guy. Love him to death. Dresses with his eyes closed. And you were like, absolutely, 100%, can confirm.
He'll definitely confirm that. He'll just go in his closet, pick whatever he sees first, and throw it on.
And second, it sounds like.
And he still wears shell toes.
Oh, brother.
Listen, you find a nice shoe you like, I don't hate sticking with that. But with everything else he's got going on, he's going to figure something out.
We might got to get him on to explain himself. But after I hear these suits,
I think you guys should do a tell-off story of his outfits.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
You have to. Like, you'll probably cry laughing like when he explains why he wears his stuff the way he does.
I was going to say, it's going to be like some Sunday morning ESPN, like really sad story why he's always got two shirts and three pairs of socks.
We all feel like dickheads. Yeah.
Oh, and his shorts be mad big too. I don't know how the hell he still got these shorts. So, you know, like back in the day, but
like early 2000s.
Yes, he has those still.
Oh,
he still wears those. I witnessed him wear jean shorts, and they were really, really large.
Yeah, I know they weren't like the fashionable kind that kind of came back in. I know
they were the Debodes with the straps.
Mark Echoes.
He had the Soulja Boys on.
Oh, boy. Damn.
Yeah, man. You know what? Like, again, that's just Tone, man. I got nothing else to say about him.
We got to get him on League. I want Tony Snell. That's my life's mission to get Tony Snell. No, I want him on the All Fits first team.
That's going to diminish the page.
I'm just trying to find pictures of him now. It's only him playing.
Go to his draft suit.
Okay.
Well, that's, everybody got a bad draft suit. I don't know if I can laugh at him too bad there, unless it's just egregiously bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, well, it's not great.
It's really, really baggy.
He's not an old guy, but he dresses like an old guy.
No, he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Shit, Tim Hardaway got some big ass suits too.
Who's starting lineup big ass suit team?
Yeah, Michael Jordan, Tim Hardaway.
Tony
for sure. Tone Snell. I'm trying to think wore a big ass suit. Damn it, I have it too. Why am I drawing a blank? I was just making fun of him too. Damn it, I can't think of nobody else right now.
I feel like rookie Kevin Love had some big suits.
Watch out, Darren Williams used to have some big suits.
D Will, there you go. D Will, too.
Darren Williams had some huge suits.
Jesus,
nah. I don't know why big suits are so funny.
Hashim Khabib had a big suit on too.
I don't know what to do about it. Yeah. Just far too large. Oh man. Yeah, Tony Snell's done a good job scrubbing the internet clean of all bad pictures of him.
Maybe people are just afraid to roast him. Like, they know Tony Snell got them kind of ties out in LA. He's like, hey, man.
He going to run down on you.
Yeah, get you hemmed up. We just let Tony be Tony.
All right, well, Andre Drummond, we appreciate you, pal. Go get that workout in. Enjoy quarantine as much as you can. Hopefully we get some basketball back soon.
Ready, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Y'all be good.
Poor Tony Snell.
I think we got to get him now. I think it's only right.
And yeah, I'm just going to be afraid. He was like, I was homeless. I had to carry all my shirts on at the same time.
Right. My house burned down, so I had to wear all my clothes. Kareem Abdul-Snell.
Yeah, that's what I'm most afraid of. It's on the table.
I didn't want to do it because it seems like I'm picking on it, but the way Langston laughed, I had to bring it up to another Piston, and he didn't even let me get it out of my. Absolutely, the worst dresser I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were like, and now the worst dressed on the Pistons. He was like, "Yes, Tony Snell, we know."
Yes, no, Anthony Lamar Snell. Yeah,
yeah. Now he's gonna say his piece. Listen, Tony, this is the we're calling you out in a friendly way. You can come on, defend yourself, roast back.
Yeah, speak your side.
Yeah,
he comes in. He's like, "Hey, listen, I still keep all my per diem." These guys think I can't dress. He shows us like his real closet, like Gucci, Chanel, like all that. I don't wear that stuff to work, man.
Yeah, what do you mean? A mechanic gonna wear that to work under the car? Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah, Louboutin tone is what they call me. Red bottom Snell.
Yeah, man, that would be an all-time twist. I don't think that's what we're gonna get though.
No, not in the slightest. He comes, it really hurts his feeling. He's like, hey, I thought they said nice shirt. Like they like the shirt.
No, I think he's very aware. I think he's just like you pointed out before. Right. Him and Kawhi.
I need to know whatever. I think it's Riverside. If everybody just comes out of there, it's just a machine, just stuck in whatever year you graduated in. Like it seems fine. Kawhi and Tony Snell seem like very happy guys. So I'm like, I want a study shown on this high school. So you graduated in 06. You're stuck in 06 forever.
Yeah, it is. You'll never be happier than you are this year, so don't even try.
I got gum bottom forces and an Orlando Pace jersey on, like just forever. Backwards. But
yeah, you're just you're a cartoon character. You come out, you've got you're Trent. You're Trent mm-hmm. Ryan.
I would love, every day I pick a new oversized throwback. Let's see. Namath, yeah. Lows, mids, high tops. And that's my entire outfit every day. Like Tony Snell.
Yeah, speaking of which, Nelly, when he played Air Force Ones, started bragging about raising the price of Air Force Ones. If it were a shoe I cared more about, like if he was like, Jordan 11s were $50 before I started rapping about them. Now they're $250. I'd punch him in the face.
Yeah, it was a flex on his behalf because he's not paying for them. Correct. But on our behalf, yeah, man, I remember when things was $70. Now they dropped that damn song. It was like 85 for some Lowe's.
Yeah.
These were $62 last week. Price of the brick went up. It's like, all right, give me two pairs. Shit, I heard the song.
Someone bought them like the day before that song came out and couldn't like get in on IBM before computers were in every school in America.
Yeah, like you guys seen these? They're all white. The check on the side, yeah.
Oh boy, but Future did drop his album this weekend. We sat mm-hmm. down with our pals, No Losses, Top Shelf Tyson, a very disgusted YC,
an unimpressed YC.
Yeah, he was like, music, I guess.
What I really love. I won't spoil it, but I just know by the time this is out, I'm going to go to YC's page and he'll be like, have you guys heard this new High Off Life? Oh my God. Like, unreal. Why is no one talking about this? And I'm going to put him in a headlock.
I've seen some people today being like, no, this Future ain't it. And I'm happy I'm not one of those people.
It's one of those I feel like I always see it. I see it, I feel like, from the same people, though. So I know not to even. Like, y'all told me Wizard was mid. Y'all told me Hendrix was mid. So, y'all just don't like them, which is fine. I do. So,
they've been doing this consistently since Purple Rain.
Yeah. They pulled up the tweet. Somebody, it was like, bro, in 2015, you told us Fetty Wap was going to get Future out here. Like, why? You're still on this. Like, you're still banging this drum. Like, just listen, say you lost, man. It's fine.
It's like, I don't think this LeBron guy's any good.
It's like, there was one dude in Detroit, like, even in 93, he's like, Pistons got his number, man. This, he ain't three in a row. Man, anybody could win three in a row. I mean, except us and Magic and Bird and all those guys. But that Jordan guy, he really not that nice.
Oh, man. But, yeah. He's
going to have life right now.
Without question. Without question. And we'll see you guys later this week. Never going to lose. Loud as hell. Everyone heard that crystal clear.
Yes.
How goes it, everybody? It's a beautiful weekend. It's a beautiful weekend because the one and only future Luther King has dropped yet again. Of course, Tyler is here. How's it going, Tyler?
Poorly. You?
Mm-hmm. 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 The very same. And one half of no losses in the building. The other half will be joining soon and very soon. Top Shelf Tyson, how goes it, fella?
That's good, man. We're struggling. We're keeping our lips above water, you know. That's about it. Mm-hmm. The nose is up there too.
For now.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of
speak for yourself.
Yeah. Oh man. So you're in New York, which is like outside of Italy, the worst place on the planet to be for this. How have you been making it day to day?
Man, I stay the fuck away from everybody. Like I'm fucking zigzagging in the street and shit. Like, and I realize it's kind of crazy. Like, I'll be walking around with like mask on, big glasses, and my hat, and like I look terrifying, bro. I'm huge. You know what I mean? Like, people are trying to avoid me. Like, they're just like, who the fuck is that guy?
This man has come to kill me and my family.
Yeah. For people who don't know, Lucas is a little taller than me, a gargantuan human being.
Yeah, large boys, you know what it is.
What's your baseball card playing height?
Seven, eight, actually.
Okay, yeah.
I can't stand up in my own home, bro.
I remember I saw you on the street, and I was like, that's either Top Shelf Tyson or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I just wasn't sure.
No losses, of course. The brand has always been strong. What have you guys been cooking up over there recently?
Man, we've been like, it's lab mode because like the two real fucking main times of the fork is like nightlife, clothing. And I'm like, all right, clubs are closed. Ain't nobody wearing clothing right now. So it's like we were fucking around with the podcast for a little while. And then like shit just got kind of hectic and we fell off a little bit. So I think it's going to be more like pre-recorded type shit like that, like DJ mixers, live streams, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as far as like, honestly, like I got a whole season worth of clothing designed already. And then when people want to buy gear again, like I got you. But, you know, until then, we got to sit on that. Mm-hmm. Try and make some shit for the home that you can use, you know, like something a little bit more useful than like a fucking, you know, logo flip t-shirt or whatever, you know what I mean? We need some essential goods, like
more candles,
like holder. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like more candles, more like, you know, now that you're fucking stuck at home all the time and you can't escape, you're like, oh shit, like it smells bad in here, so you gotta upgrade your joint, you know.
It's been terrible because I told myself I was gonna end up saving money because of all this, but every day I find myself like buying some. I've got boxes coming over here, like Christmas is on the way.
Yeah, shit is crazy. Like, honestly, like, yeah, that's exactly what it is too. It's like I bought sneakers the other day, and I was like, where, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, first of all, like the commodity that I need the least. I'm like, where the fuck am I gonna go with the shit?
What do
you
I know? Become?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so but yeah, I've been on that shit too. The little retail therapy bullshit.
Yeah, I got the fives, and they're just sitting in the closet. Yeah, they're not coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, the first day outfit though, I'm wearing two pairs of shoes on top of each other. Like my shirt's gonna be layered up. Like.
My fit's picked. I don't know what the weather's gonna be when we get out, but my fit's not changing regardless. Yeah, so I hope it's between 72 and 77.
I mean, if you're in Atlanta, I feel like you have a pretty safe guess of it.
You never know, because it'll be like, okay, 72, 77. I wake up 9 a.m. 94 degrees. It's like, oh no.
And then it snows by noon, and the city shuts down.
Oh, monsoon by 3 o'clock. It's all in a day's work, man.
Listen, that North Face is going to have to hit regardless.
I just might take the sleeves off it.
A visionary. A true visionary. But we're here for one reason only. Future final. And by the way, it's been far too, like, we've had YC on. There's no excuse for how long. We just had Slimmy on like 2 weeks ago for the first time. It's unacceptable that it took both of you this long to come on. And it's on us. It's not on you.
I blame them. I don't. Yeah. I blame. Force your way on, Tyson. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, it is kind of my fault. I should have just hacked into this shit and be like, what the fuck is up, y'all? This is my show now. Like,
put Tyler in a headlock.
Yeah. It's like, well, this is just the show now.
But Future has finally dropped. One of our national nightmares finally over. What were your initial thoughts, boys?
It's bittersweet because it's like everything that I definitely needed. You know what I mean? Like the album is tight, tracks go hard. But again, like I want to be like instead, I can't really go to the club and like turn up. So now I just want to do crime. You know what I mean? Like he's like, I just might rob me a bank, and I'm like, you know, I have the mask, and like I'm halfway there right now. So that shit bangs. It's like. It's got depression. It's got drug abuse. It's got fucking models. It's got nice whips, like visual storytelling. Everything you need. Man. It's like I'm ecstatic. You know me. Like the last joint was that was the Save Me, right? The like weirdo mixtape, which I wasn't feeling too hard, to be honest with you. So this is like back to form. You know what I mean? Mm. And the other thing too is like most rappers, I'd be like. 21 tracks, god damn, you dragged it. And then like him, I'm like, oh, generous king, yo. Like he really right. He came through and blessed us. Thank you so much, king. It's phenomenal. How'd you feel about it? Y'all banging with it so far?
Withers.
Oh, of course. Like you said, the worst and the best part, it's bittersweet because this music we best enjoyed played loudly, like with good music around other people. And it's over for 3, but it doesn't take away from the tunes. It's still like the thing I love with Future. He gives us like 20 to 21, but the last 4 or 5 are always things we've heard him before. He's just like, remember this? I want some streams. You want to hear? Y'all remember Hunter Shooters? Remember that? Yeah.
I can't even remember the first time I played it through. I didn't even look at the track list. I just hit play or whatever. Same. And I heard the opening notes of Hunter Shooters. So I was by myself and just woo for no reason. I heard that flute and I was like, oh yes, I forgot about this joint. Yeah. Love that though. I love that. Love recycling. That's a circular economy right there. You know, no waste.
Yeah, you might as well. Because he just released that. That was like, what, last summer to not much acclaim? And it was just like,
Yeah. Come get y'all juice.
Meek Mill's here.
Right. Y'all remember him? Yeah. Well.
Yo.
How goes it, friend?
How are you, man? How's the baby? Congratulations, by the way. I'm sure I wish you
had a baby?
Tyler, I'm talking to you, man.
Oh no, she cool. Yeah, she all right.
Yeah.
Alive and well. The secret baby, not the regular one.
Yeah, nah.
YC, we are super live, so thank you for joining us. We appreciate you, pal.
I'm from a baby shower. My sister is having her third kid.
Pretty good.
You were late for a third baby shower? That's unacceptable.
After 2, you can send a card.
You don't really have an excuse like that now. All you gotta do is plug in your computer. Speaking of which, I gotta grab my power cord.
Smart. Oh, he's got the Nick shorts on. The sickening display.
Cut his vine. Yeah.
Oh, Tyler, I got magic shitty shorts on right now, bro. I'm repping for the United States.
I said it last night. When Onyx opens back up, I'm walking in like Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man, bro. Like everybody's got a price, damn it.
I'm surprised they even closed. They didn't open like a drive-through setup like they did out in Seattle.
They were doing like some virtual setup. You can get like a virtual lap dance, but I got OnlyFans for that. You know what I mean? So
I was gonna say, yeah, you can just buy pornography.
Yeah,
that sounds expensive and depressing.
I'd rather have it in person from being depressed and poor.
Yeah, much easier to lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
YC, we're doing initial thoughts to this new project. I don't know if you've heard of it, High Off Life. Future.
More Scott Burrell than Scotty Pippen.
Yikes. Is that a positive or a negative? I don't even know who that's a shot at.
It was all right. It was okay.
Oh, brother. It's always one.
This is the hot take portion of the show. Like, now you got to come out with some controversial shit.
Real Hip Hop Rodriguez.
Where were the bars? I'm saying
my own jokes against me. We popularized that.
We're taking it right in your face.
I gave it one quick clue there. I felt like it was a little long. I feel very alone in this live.
You've never been more alone. Yeah.
You're just sitting right, next I'm to just, me off camera. He's sick.
I'm just going to be quiet and I'm just going to nod and say
you
true.
You came on here in Nick shorts and immediately threw up a brick, but I get faith in you.
Right on brand.
Did anything stand out to you, YC? Were there any saving graces?
I'm going to the track list right now.
Oh boy.
Because for me, what's been happening with future albums pretty much since DS2, the first listen, I'm always like, that was cool. Like, I don't get too high, I think, because my expectations are so high. So the first listen, I'm always like, that was cool. And then by about listen five, I'm like, there's never been a more important arrangement of words in the history of the English language.
Well, like I said, I told you I had exactly one. I fit exactly one listen in, exactly one.
Okay, so you get some time.
So yeah, I got time.
What did it like? Did it sound like the same? Did it sound like throwaway? Like, what weren't you feeling? Like beats, or it just didn't click first time?
I don't think anything grabbed me really the first time until like halfway through, like until about like the YoungBoy NBA feature. Mm-hmm. That's when I started getting into it. But like up until then, I was like, "It's all right. Like this is good. Like solid. You know."
Mm.
You were streaming the YoungBoy song off the PS4.
Standing the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is maybe not the right environment. And 2018 may not be the best. Best backdrop for all this right now. Or maybe it is. Maybe I'm listening slow. I don't know. You tell me.
We talked about that. The environment certainly plays a factor into all this for sure. We all stated how much we'd enjoy hearing this loudly near other human beings as opposed to only in isolation.
I feel like I listened to it in the possibly worse atmosphere in the sense that like we are working like six, seven days a week from home, and I'm like putting in the listen between while I'm waiting for like emails at like the home office setup.
Oh yeah, that's not
conducive.
That's not ideal. No.
No, that's not what he wrote it for.
If you just like got the young professional in mind, you know that.
Yeah,
get out and go fill up the 401k.
Update the LinkedIn. Make some connections.
There wasn't enough human resources bars on.
No.
Yeah.
No. almost a dearth, some would have argued.
Yeah.
I felt the way, like, first way through, nothing, like, it was good, but nothing jumped out at me until Riding Strikers. That was even the first time I was like, holy shit. And then the beat switched, and I was like, good, like, what the hell is going on? I don't believe it.
A robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one I was like, wow, he's done it again.
Yeah. That beat switch is crazy too. He said he just puts his, like, you hear his whole spirit. He's like, I just might rob me a bank. Like, you say that shit through gritted teeth.
like he's really thinking about it. He's like, yeah, I'm weighing the pros and cons. Like,
who's gonna stop me? Like,
he's parked outside of a Chase. Like, I could just make a withdrawal, or could withthraw all of it.
Even he's dropping by the news station. He heard the report. He's like, huh. They're vulnerable right now. I could probably hit them again.
They'll never see it coming.
Yeah.
They're FDIC insured. It's okay. They'll get the money right back.
That, I mean, right now, that's far and away, I think, the standout for the entire album. There's a lot of good stuff on here. I hate to say it, Tyler, but I do think that's number one, like, comfortably.
You can't, you never just let sleeping dogs lie, can you?
No, I sure won't.
Yeah, I had fucking Hard to Choose One was another one that really stood out to me. That shit with like the menacing piano beat. And Future's like, I'm at my best when I'm fucking on models. And I was like, God, who cannot relate? You know, it's like another relatable legend right there.
Right. Like, he's been rapping my life for about 6 years now. It's getting very uncomfortable.
It's good to be seen, you know, like feel a little representation, you know.
After Future and Thug dropped Supmate, and Tyler pointed out that they were just the highest human beings in the world just fucking around, and then Harlem Shake comes on, and it's just basically Supmate 2.0. I was so happy. Like, I'm glad. It's not that it's a lack of trying. It's they just walk in. They're like, whatever we do is going to work out.
They hit the groove.
Woo woo with woo woo.
Thug was like, yes.
I mean, the hook on this is just Future, I think, like scrolling a time like Instagram being like, this picture of Brett Favre, and then going to the next one, Ray Charles. Like, he's just saying naming, and it's great. It's tremendous.
Screen recording. Screen recording of him going through his phone.
That's mood board raps right there.
Visions. Yeah. Since you brought it up, I will say it's my least favorite song on the tape.
Really?
Wow.
Comfortably.
See you later, Tyler.
Listen, again, you said it was Supmate Part 2. I agree. Didn't like that one. Up the River.
Somebody's still remembering the Nelly versus Ludacris battle over here.
Listen, it's true. You got me there. That and Up the River. It's fine, but.
Really? I like Up the River a lot.
I don't.
Clearly, as you pointed it out.
But everything, I mean, even then, like, I didn't delete them. I don't dislike them that much, but not something's got to be 21st out of 21.
God damn, that's a great way to put it, man. I just say, I also fuck with the Uzi feature, too, when he said, you said, if I hang up, I meant it. I was like, once again, representation. it's like, I don't fuck with you at all. Click, like, little baby Pluto action, you know?
Papa and little Pluto. Love to see him. Love to see a father and son, like Griffey and Griffey Jr. On the Mariners.
Very strong feature lineup, I'll say that. Not too many, but very solid choices.
Yeah, that's nice.
People in the chat are not a fan of Travis Scott. They think Solitaire is the worst track on here, which I disagree with. I don't think it was bad.
It's not bad. I don't... Anything that's not 3,500 that they make together is not 3,500. That's wildly unfair. Who set the standard for that? Not me. I didn't put out 3,500.
Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs every season.
Who's fault is that? Yeah, we finally agree. It's not 3,500.
No, listen, 3,500, and I've said it often, it sounds like what I imagine Mozart was aiming for, but came short of every single time.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Like somebody said, it was as soon as they heard Travis come on the song, it's the best Travis song in a while.
Faint
is
praise.
That is that high praise? Yeah, is that high praise?
Yeah, Travis hasn't really been putting out like anything, you know. Like he definitely put the autopilot on for a minute. Like he hasn't done anything special in a while.
Yeah, which I get it, but
he's kind of in a place where he can do that, I guess.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Successful.
Yeah, he makes sneakers now. He's barely a musician at this point.
He's a sneaker maker and father, yes.
Yeah.
Again, who cannot relate?
Does anybody have a favorite line? I'll go first. When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played for the Rockets. That's my favorite line.
Future,
I remember like it was yesterday.
Future just making things up like that. Like, I had to rewind. Like, I was like, did I mishear this? No. Did I, like, what?
He played for the Rockets. He played for the Rockets. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He Clyde Drexler and Otis Thorpe, one in 95. Like, I don't know.
I remember it. Yeah. It was last week.
They had it on NBA TV. Like, Kareem had a
Last Dance episode.
Yeah, David Robinson in hell, YC. Hell.
I just like how, like, he records it. There's a producer there, I assume many other people. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to an engineer, probably fucking Alex Toumet. And no one is just like, by the, like, there's no fact checker.
we're going to get sued for this? Like,
yeah.
Do you want fire or do you want journalism?
Yeah. What if that was the fact check? Like, he had it before. He's like, when Kareem was in Utah, somebody's like, Kareem never played with the Utah, man. He was in Houston. And he was like, Houston. Like, duh.
Yeah, that even rhymes better. Cool.
Right.
Like, would have been such an easy switch to Hakeem, and, like, it would have made just as much sense. Like, it was like either the city or the player was pivotal to what he was saying.
Nah.
That's where the art comes from, though. You know, he's just lying. Like, he's just like remaking facts. Like, and now it's like, oh shit, that was a legendary run.
I would love to, like, I feel like you could sell him like a throwback Kareem Rockets jersey.
You could sell me a throwback Kareem Rockets jersey. The McDonald joints, red and yellow. Oh man. Ooh.
Number 33, Al Shindor.
Yeah. And Hakeem was out west in L.A., as we all remember.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to think of any other. I think him just saying Brett Favre and then moving on in your favorite song.
Point like, made.
Yeah.
Shout out his man, Brett. Yeah. It's like Future, the one thing that I love about Future is that he has, like, he'll always have these, like, extremely visual fucking lines that'll be, like, they won't really, like, advance the story at all, but he'll just be, like, driving a Lamborghini playing in a puss. And you're just like, like, he's just driving a fucking $150,000 car with one hand. And you're just like, God damn, like, that might have happened. Like, I can see it, you know?
I believe
him. I can definitely see that. Like, no cap.
No cap.
him on posted with Demons when he says, like, you can be a Christian, you can worship the devil. I don't really give a fuck. Can you just drop off the bricks? Again, more relatable content from our pal. Sure. Someone tweeted me and was like, how could you think that was fire? If Eminem said that, you'd be all over it. I was like, if Eminem, 30 years in his career, started rapping about dropping off bricks, yeah, I would certainly have some qualms with that.
Please don't give him any ideas.
Yeah.
Like, please, like, can we, like, delete that?
Listen, the other stuff's not working. Maybe that is the exact kick in the pants he needed.
I don't want to find out 37 words rhyme with bricks. So we will very quickly.
How do I rhyme stepdad with cocaine? I think another one, my favorite, when Andre the Giant off the top rope. And somebody found like the one time, but somebody found like the one time in his career, Andre the Giant went off the top rope. They're like, wow, Future's a wrestling historian too? Whoa.
It's like, we're going to find that one Kareem highlight.
Like, wow,
Andre off the top rope sounds like some catastrophic shit for everybody involved, to be honest with you. Like, those
are rope for everybody.
Yeah, there's every time I've heard that, I picture just like Yao Ming essentially climbing like very slowly to the top and then just putting a hole in the fucking ring, like way too large of a human to ever be going off the top rope.
Isn't really like a tree in the forest.
Mm. Yeah, making the loudest sound we've ever heard. Life is Good remix, when he just for as much simping as he does on this album, on the Life is Good remix, when he just says, I'm going to treat you like garbage. I love that.
I love it too.
And he clipped Drake right off the track too. He was like, all right, thanks, Chief. Just, really appreciate that.
Such a new father needs.
Yes. Yeah. Both of them. Treat all the women in my life like utter shit. YC.
Listen to Future, but don't listen to Future.
Yeah. Once more relatable.
Tyler, you someone was pointing out that he What did he say? He was buying his girl and all of her pals dinner, and you were like,
oh,
you
pointed out
some discrepancies there.
Yeah, listen, he said he lied to his bitch. So what? he told you he was going to take care of you and your friends. He told me that he was lying about that because he lies to his bitch. He said it clear as day. They didn't hear that part though. Nobody. They don't want to quote tweet that.
Yeah, don't let that go over your head.
That conversation.
It takes a certain level of mental capacity to even even get what he's laying down.
I think I remember when he's like, I forget what song it was. I think it was off the last project or whatever. But he said some line about buying a girl Chanel, and of course everybody jumped on that shit. And they're like, oh, like when y'all gotta listen to this Future part, and then this dude we know broke down what percentage of his income that actually was. He's like, this is basically like you taking the girl to Chipotle. he's just working with more bread than you are.
Which he's also covered.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. But you and your girl want bowls, get bowls. Y'all want double chicken? Get double chicken. You're crazy, baby. Yeah.
You, and then the real version for him. So he is like all income brackets, like no discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to give the game out for no matter what your W-2 says.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like when he said it's hard to stay faithful when you win in two. I was like, hmm.
Lose as well. But...
Yeah. That was his next line. Literally the next line.
The only time you can listen to that album by yourself and do this.
Your girl sitting next to you like deplorable. I just hate that. Like, truly hate to hear it.
He's scum, truly scum.
God bless Russell Wilson. You know,
I listen to this to find out what not to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to learn by learning from other people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to find out where the hoes were so I could stay away from there.
Like, yeah. I love my wife. Yeah.
He's y'all saw what Future was shouting out the he did the roll call for the baby moms on Mother's Day.
Thread. Yeah.
Oh, one of,
that's part of their union contract is that he has to shout them out once a year publicly.
Once they picked up another one mere hours later.
That's why he was getting it in. He's like, if I don't get this before midnight, I got to send one more tweet on that thread.
I can't even imagine how stressful that is. It's like a coalition of women just have your kids, can't stand your ass. And they got to listen to your popular music too.
Right. They're like, I hate his guts, but stick to the models. Wow.
Yeah, what a trap. Go get those streams, honey.
Right. Yeah.
For real. Put out more album.
Tyler, what else stood out to you on this?
I'm trying to think. I wrote down some of my favorite lines. In the intro, he said, you need to drink Molly to boost your self-esteem. And I was like, that's what's been holding me back. But then the next line was, I'm in a mirror every day. I say, fuck them Levi jeans. I was like, all right. A shot square at this guy. but... Listen, that's I got to drink more Molly and not wear Levi jeans, apparently.
Yeah, that's step one.
Nothing wrong with American craftsmanship. No respect for...
Yeah, what the hell, Fuch?
Yeah, a little heritage American brand, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You can't break bricks with goddamn Amiris on them. Shit's too tight. You can only fit 10 racks in there. That's it.
he's like, trust me, I tried.
Take the 11th thing.
Young boy had the worst intro I've ever heard in my life to that song. When he was like, the other day I was talking to Future and I asked him something about something and he told me something else. But he was like, bro, you can do something. And then he said something else after that. And then they're just the music. Whoa. Like just the music starts. Like, he's just there. I was like, y'all probably could have left the intro off because the rest of the song is great. Was that the motivational young boy? It didn't quite resonate. Yeah.
Number one artist on YouTube like last year though.
Oh yeah, he's very rich.
He does just the most YouTube.
That's his thing. He found his platform YouTube. They love him on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Sam Cooke sample, but it was just YoungBoy NBA all along.
I'm trying to see what kind of because I know it's crazy views. He's got less subscribers than Future, so I don't know what's
These kids don't have these kids don't have YouTube accounts.
Yeah, they're
kids are all gifts. Yeah.
Playing it off their phone with the screen open because you can't close it with YouTube literally playing. Yeah. Cut the music off. Tapping their phones occasionally, keeping it all awake.
Yeah. Everybody's
from
16.
Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi because they don't have phone service. Just like and going from restaurant to restaurant.
18 billion streams.
Yeah, there are several here above 150 million streams, and they're all uploaded within the last year and a half.
Crazy.
I had no idea.
There were like, I can't remember, it was like a few months ago, there was the debate that broke out and I only saw part of it on the timeline, but it was like young Lil Wayne versus Young Boy, and people were like screaming. It was like Young Boy in a wash, and these people were all like 14, and it was fucking, there was someone our age who's like a teacher who was like, no, listen, I have to see these kids every day, it's Young Boy. I was like, what's happening here?
Listen, yeah, they love them, they don't make it the right answer, but they certainly love them.
Do not argue with people who are 10 to 15 years younger than you about music. That's just, there's no way you're coming out of that without your feelings hurt. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like,
right.
They can remind you exactly how fucking old and washed you are. You'd be like,
yeah, they're going to beat you into saying one thing. The first time you drop that, well, in my day, they got you.
I mean, I was getting yelled at because there was just a white on Twitter last night who attacked Nelly, and people were yelling at me. And
multiple,
I don't even know this person.
Multiple whites.
Who was the other white?
There were multiple. I blocked them. I didn't remember any ads. But.
Wait, was this that dude someone called Snow Button?
It was the guy he was wearing the winter hat in his avatar, so probably.
Yeah, that's so. Oh,
that
man.
Guy knows cool. Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck that was, but they cooked him. Oh God, they cooked him.
They're still going. Like they were digging up his old tweets where he was saying like 3-6 Mafia was trash. It's like, I don't know what you can call it Nelly and then
the
also them.
Cool?
Huh?
This is the guy who said Nelly wasn't cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even that Nelly wasn't cool. He was like, oh, y'all were listening to Nelly in the early 2000s, like AKA at the height of his popularity. Like, right. Yeah.
We were looking at that had a time and album. Yeah. Yes, we were.
Y'all were wearing pants and shirts?
Like the fuck, like that's like you wait long enough and people, that's like the bad side of the fucking the future line about fucking the Rockets. Like you wait long enough and people start rewriting history and shit because they weren't there, they don't remember, you know. Like I can't even imagine that being the hill that you die on, you know what I mean? Like what did you gain from that? Literally nothing.
You wasn't there.
Yeah, right. yeah, exactly. Basically, yeah, it was like I was O Street in a Range Rover, man.
we were absolutely all there, and everyone was listening to Nelly at the time.
Absolutely.
That's how you know the most music region in the world.
The thing about that time period too was there weren't many choices. Like it wasn't today. Like that was, you listen to what was like on. Like there wasn't streaming. There wasn't any of that. And Nelly was fucking on everywhere.
Mm. Listen, he had a diamond album and then on another set of two albums had the number one and two album at the same time with Sweat and Suit. It's like, y'all was
listening to that?
Yes.
Hold on.
Literally.
I remember seeing an ad for his first album in The Source and being like, I'll never see this guy again. Like, you know, they used to have ads in the magazine for the album. I was like, who's this guy? Probably never see him again.
Yeah, so I one time I just photoshopped both covers of Suit together, so it was just like one of Nelly's, just like Nelly's face, like fuck the fuck up.
True.
And then someone like DM'd me, they're like, "Yo, what's your address?" And I was like, "I don't know, let's see what happens." And then they sent me Suit on vinyl. So if anyone wants to give this a spin, let me know what's good. It's real DJ hours in here, bro.
I'm gonna be right back. Quarantine business.
Okay. Sure. All right, we'll be here.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all gonna tell me y'all was listening to Ludacris too. Get out of here.
Who is that? I keep hearing that name. Was he a big rapper?
Ludacris? I'm not familiar with him.
It couldn't be. A name like that couldn't be.
No, I don't really watch Ludacris. Yeah.
I did forget he used to be a DJ, like a radio DJ. So him curating that battle was a little unfair to Nelly, who did you see that guy who tweeted the dude standing on the roof being like, this is Murphy Lee on his house right now?
Yeah.
Like that was tough.
I think it explained things. Like Ludacris is Ludacris because of the radio host. He hosts TV shows and all that. And Nelly is Nelly because he shows up and somebody fixes his internet for. Like that's how Nelly works. He always shows up. It's like, yo, Spud, go fix the internet. Spud went and fixed the internet.
I was gonna say he lets the St. Lunatics out of their cage for the day to be like, okay, you can clean, you can fix the internet. Like before I send you back down to the fucking basement.
I'll also say Luda by hosting it. If you host the battle, you can bait the other person into playing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because he played Pussy Poppin' second, knowing that Nelly would have to play Tip Drill. Yeah. Knowing that he'd have to shoot that bullet second already. I was like, that's a pro's move.
Chess, not checkers. He's the 3D chess.
Watching it, it felt like Nelly was getting absolutely worked. And then someone tweeted out like the lists of how they went back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, me just reading these tracks, Nelly was up like 5-1 and then lost handedly.
Neither one of them played all their best songs, but
right.
Boy, Nelly, it was like 3 or 4. No issue, no batter up, no.
There was some.
Number one. Ludacris didn't play Bia, like a lot of meat left on the bone. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad they didn't play Bia because I would have thrown my phone across the room for like just extra destructive in my own home for no reason. You know?
Did you see Lil Jon spinning after they went off last night?
Yeah. I didn't catch that.
He was just playing. I thought he was just going to play Lil Jon stuff. No, he was just playing everything. Like any.
Yeah.
Like, y'all remember this? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Good
Biggie, y'all remember that guy? Yeah. What was the song Nelly played that absolutely no one had ever heard of before? It's a tough question. Do you remember what that part of the battle, though? And he was having a grand old time, and Luda was just kind of standing there. He was like, what's going on here? I'm going to change my shirt.
You couldn't hear like a single thing he was saying because the internet and Luda's just like, absolutely, my brother. Like, yeah.
He had 1,000 stacks, bad. Apparently.
It was better than Ludacris playing that R. Kelly song 3 or 4 straight times in a row when Nelly was trying to get his internet back together.
That was pedaling that bike, man, that generator.
Yeah, hey, Murph stopped for his lunch break, and so Nelly had to, Nelly had to come back with
it. They had to get slow down to hop on the bike to keep the water.
I could see why Nelly made it in life, though, because the charisma and confidence he had playing just terrible songs in the middle. I was like, yeah, this is a guy who is never going to be beaten down by the word no.
He said he controls the weather in St. Louis. I was like, oh, yeah, we're getting a good battle. He was like, I apologize. Ludacris was like, you can't apologize. We can't control Mother Nature. And Nelly was like, fuck that. I control the weather in St. Louis. That's my bad. Like, he thinks that, too, and I believe him.
My favorite part of that battle, and this was only something that resonated with me, was Jaylen Brown was just on Jason Tatum's neck the entire time. He was like, we're getting you the fuck out of here, Atlanta, St. Louis, inner Celtics battle. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's the connection there? But I didn't know where they were from.
Yeah. Jaylen, Atlanta, Tatum, St. Louis. And then Tatum today was just like, please don't tweet me. We're having a tough go of it, us St. Louis natives.
Even then, like you said,
it was about how Ludacris was going to get washed, though.
See, I saw it both ways, like leading up to it. Like, I saw a lot of people, specifically from the South, being like, Nelly has like 3 songs. And I was like, well, that's wrong. And then Nelly had a strategy as if he only did actually have 3 songs.
Like Ludacris, I bet the day he found out Luda made his playlist, Nelly was like scrolling through his phone, like, oh, I like this song that I made. Never Stop Loving Me. Y'all remember that? Y'all want to hear that song?
Well, someone said, like, because Timbaland and Swiss Beatz do like the post live where they talk about it. And they said, like, Ludacris, like, when he got like all the equipment, like, tested it a million times, like called, made sure everything was all set, and they were like, Nelly didn't even use it.
Yep. Again, Nelly is Nelly, and that's why Ludacris is Ludacris.
Well, when you control the weather, you're not really concerned with technical.
You got more on your plate, yeah.
I felt bad. I feel like I'd rather, like, Country Grammar and Ride With Me, I feel like, are better than anything, like, track-wise, are better than anything Luda put out. But Luda just mopped him up.
He had higher peaks. He had higher peaks, I would say. Yeah. If we're really going to analyze this music from 20 years ago.
Bro, we got shit off the
do, YC. Yeah.
That's fair to say.
We got Smiles and Soulstar versus S Club 7 next week. Like, we don't get anything else to do.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, that I would break my anti-Instagram live for that. My anti-Instagram live policy to see Smiles and Soulstar battle somebody.
Smiles versus Soulstar.
I'd love to see that.
I don't want to see them broken up again, Tyler.
Yeah. You're I do. Psychotic. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah,
strife in the Smiles household.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that pain. I want to enjoy that from a distance. On live, actually. Come
on. Oh, wait, is this true? Somebody said it's going to be JT versus Usher next? Because JT don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, no, sir.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, no, sir. I did. Yeah, I briefly saw that today that people were finally, like, I don't know how Justin Timberlake been able to cook as long as he has. I mean, it's off the strength of those two albums, you know. It's off the strength of the Neptunes and Timbaland. And then there's just catastrophe after catastrophe, and then he got a Jordan collab somehow. Like, I was like, why is Justin Timberlake have a pair of threes coming out right now? Like, in fucking Dutch brown leather too. Like, what the awful. Fuck?
Awful.
Good old bussy. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to watch Usher wash Justin Timberlake. That'd be very joyous. Like, I'd enjoy that. That's reparations, right?
Like a Bon Iver type album recently or something. Like,
he took a picture in the woods. I don't know if that. Oh, okay. Exactly qualifies.
That's the message it sent to me, at least.
That's what I got from it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, the Kanye guys got a new album.
Justin Timberlake was on The Last Dance. For what?
Yeah. The Jordan sneak collab.
Yeah. You guys want to know what Ari Gold thought about Michael Jordan? Not really.
Like, on there to be like, yeah, I really liked his sneakers. So I was like, they could have found anybody to say those words.
Yeah, that's a common trend, you know.
You're like, wow, Justin Timberlake was really into the sneakers. Wow, real deep insight there.
No, that's revisionist history. He's trying to justify the fucking collab. Like, he's like, oh, I love Michelle Jordan. Yeah, he's a fucking classic. Classic.
Reading it off of a paper. He's like,
Michael Jordan, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like Jordan brand athletes were kind of random like that in some ways. So in some ways, the collaboration makes sense. Because, like, Jordan would just be, like, really into, like, certain guys that he just liked. You guys remember, this is going to be a deep cut, you guys remember Courtney Alexander?
Yeah.
On Wizards? Like, yeah. That was one of Jordan's guys. Love that guy. There was, like, a bunch of Jordan athletes that were, like, they'll be, like, Ray Allen will be on one end, and then it'll be, like, a Courtney Alexander.
Right. Jordan's like, no, that guy can play the hell out of some spades, man. I want him to wear my shoes. Like,
yeah. He just got random love for, like, random players. I don't know. Jerry Jeffries.
Mm-hmm. You
know, there's another Jordan brand athlete.
And always used to cover the gambling bets. Yeah. Like, people who held him down when he was amped out at the blackjack spot. They're like, here, hold this 10 feet.
Hey, Courtney, man, let me hold 10 real quick. You know I'm good for it. Right.
He's like, give me a lifetime's worth of sneakers. Done.
Yep.
He lost all those collabs in poker games.
Yeah, Timberlake's just nice on the table. We've got a Ben Affleck collab coming soon.
Oh, I forgot Finley. Finley used to have a J's.
Michael Finley.
Yep.
Another one. Good player, though, like, but kind of random.
Yeah, that's super random. It always used to kill me when, like, Cincinnati was Jordan, like Cincinnati the college. I was like, this has zero connection to you. Like, why are they a Jordan college?
You mean the Cal Golden Bears?
Something happened there. Like, things have you trying to keep quiet. Like,
great.
Welcome to Team Jordan.
Yeah. That was a bad golf game with, like, the athletic director. He's like, if I hit this hole, you're sponsoring our team. Jordan's like, double or nothing.
I like these little pop-up video comments.
Yeah.
It's a good touch.
Yeah.
Some people want T.I. versus Lil Wayne. I feel like this
T.I. versus Wayne washed. Yeah. T.I. is getting washed.
I heard T.I. versus Ross. I think T.I. versus Ross would be better. Wayne is.
Yeah.
It's a few people that want to win Wayne.
Who would be the Wayne person, the Wayne opponent?
Fuck. That's tough.
I think it has to be Future.
Yeah, that's like,
I think it'd have to
maybe,
be
maybe Gucci. Maybe Gucci.
I would love to see Gucci Jeezy, but it will never happen. But I know Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg got a strong 20 with anybody.
Yeah.
And one, but yeah, T.I. Wayne. That's not fair to T.I.
No, that's gonna be very embarrassing for T.I. Very embarrassing.
Now Wayne could do like
worse than he is.
Yeah, Wayne could do like these are songs from before I turned 25 and songs after I turned 25. Like versus myself.
My teenage days, you know, when I was killing game, child actor.
Yeah, I want Russ versus Chance the Rapper. I think Chance the Rapper would walk if he plays "I Love My Wife, I Pay My Tithes, and I Love this Country" in a row. He's done.
Barack Obama's my dad. Watsy, was it you or was it someone else that was saying like it's interesting, like which artist is going to curate, like be the worst DJ for themselves? Was that you? Or am I just making shit up?
No, but that's an interesting point because it's like it's interesting to see. I think Ludacris kind of did that yesterday, though. It was like interesting to see what they think are their good songs and be absolutely wrong about it.
Yeah.
No, he was like, everyone loved Thousand Racks. It's like, oh, no, he played the song with Akon real early. And I'm sure that charted well because it has fucking Akon on it. But that no one knew what that song, Body on Me, like no one knew what that song was.
Yeah. He played Flappy Wings early too.
People like Kanye versus Pharrell. I don't think anyone really wants to see Kanye these days.
Oh my god!
I want Pharrell Timberland.
I would want to see him.
That would be fire.
The comments in any Kanye IG battle would be crazy.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite thing about yesterday. Like. Luda's like, y'all want to hear some of the new music? And everybody in the chat's like, yes, fire emoji, 100, king emoji.
Right.
I was like, he's going to play the new stuff, guys. Y'all don't really want this. Then the first line was like, I like R. Kelly, but I don't trust him around my daughter. And I was like, this is the new song. This is the song you wanted the world. This is what you wanted the world to hear? And then Timberland was like, don't play that song. He didn't play the song.
He asked if people wanted a... Ludacris, Usher, Lil Jon, new tape in 2020, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, I'm good.
15 years ago, probably. Right now, I don't know. I don't know that that's what we need.
Lil Jon is a member of the Nightclub Hall of Fame, however. I don't know where to link you that information, but
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I believe you.
It's him, John Taffer, and some other people.
I think it's just those two. Yeah. James Harden. I don't know if that's true or not, but I had seen rumors of Dipset versus G Unit, which would be incredible.
I would love to see that too, but
yeah,
Dipset.
I think with the Dipset versus G Unit, to be honest with you, it's like I kind of want to know where you're from before you have an opinion on that one too. Because like I feel like locally, like Dipset, probably people are gonna lose their mind, but like I bet. Countrywide, more people heard G-Unit. You know what I mean? Like they have
I almost feel like the best matchup because I heard this debate a lot growing up, and I'm sure you guys in New York did too, Tyler. I'm sure this has never crossed your plate, but the big debate back then was Dipset versus D-Block.
That's like I think that's probably they're probably more a similar kind of like local hero type wave. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but then I guess it's like I don't know. Dipset, I feel like more people know Dipset songs than D-Block, though. Like,
is the Lox Plus on? And the Lox Plus drag on? Like, who else are you talking about when we say D-Block? No, I don't mean that to be because they might.
No disrespect.
I'm just posing the question.
Yeah, when I go get my juice from Styles P Juice Bar, it's gonna be a little awkward, bro.
So maybe you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't want to catch a blender to the face. Like,
nah, you really don't. Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious. I say that as respect as possible.
I think the only who could go head to head with Outkast, UGK.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And I thought Bone Thugs versus 3-6. I thought that one was like supposed to happen, and it probably was. I I can imagine both those guys like not checking their emails.
Just forget it.
Yeah. Did you get the email lazy? The what?
Lost the login for the AOL account, you know?
Yeah.
You can't even access it anymore.
Who changed the password? Yeah.
What if it was just, even if it wasn't Outkast, it was just Organized Noise?
Organized Noise, that's a good clue.
It had
people don't know that they did. That's going to be like mind blowing to people, probably.
Yeah. At Beats by the Pound, who used to do all the No Limits beat. I would do Organized Noise versus Beats by the Pound.
Yeah.
Organized Noise had a track last night that I had no idea. It was one of Ludacris's. And I just had no idea.
They usually do, yeah. They've got billions of songs. It's like Star Spangled Banner was Organized Noise? Damn.
They needed a better producer tag. That would have preserved their legacy. Because like 20 years from now, Metro Boomin is going to be out here.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
producer. Hey, Slick the writer battles too, because if you just write 100 songs, you can play some of it. Like Jonte Austin and was it Jermaine Dupri or somebody did a writer battle.
Didn't the Dream do one of these? Wasn't he?
Jonte Austin, the Dream, not Dupri.
Well, I think the Dream would be way too deep as far as like, I don't know. He's written every song in every decade of popular music, pretty much.
Right.
And he'll tell you that too, but he's not lying.
He's Jerry Rice. Yes.
They're gonna get like one of the four rotating Swedish guys who makes all of the pop music for a decade, and they're just gonna drop him in the songwriting battle, like.
Bjorn Stinson.
Yeah, Organized Noise is just in like round 9 being like, and we're going to play Waterfalls now. Everyone's just like, well, what the fuck?
Why should we even came?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, someone said Metro versus Southside. That would be crazy.
Or Metro versus Mike Will. I want a three-way ladder match. Metro versus Mike Will versus Southside. Winner takes all.
Southside's a scary looking dude. Like he's like, even that's when he's scary. Smiling, he's just like, he's not the one. Like I remember I saw this show in LA where Metro was DJing, and then like Southside was his hype man, and like he was like right up at the front of the stage, and the crowd was kind of just like recoiling in terror a little bit. He looked so fucking scary. He's like screaming at you, like mad face tats and shit. I was like, man, he got it. But yeah, I would like that'd be a good battle right there. I'd like to hear that. Fucking 808 Mafia shit.
I would watch this. Rice versus Randy Moss just posting their best highlights in each other's faces.
Moss is half of his is just fishing. Like Jerry Rice has every pick he's ever made. Yeah, Moss.
Yeah, this is when I caught an alley-oop from White Chocolate in high school. Jerry Rice is like, we're talking football here, man. I had 700 yards, 4 catches.
Yeah. Red is like, yep, nope, it's a bass, all right. Didn't see a beauty. But...
So the new future, am I right?
Yeah, guys? High off life and what have you.
One of the best Nike commercials of all time, that Jason Williams, Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah.
Just the good old boys, yeah.
I just love bringing that up whenever possible for no reason because – YouTube preservation of stuff like that is not going so great, but I guess that's still on YouTube though.
We can find out this answer. We'll have a bunch of technology surrounding us.
Who won the tape? Like best verse feature? Because I think it was Uzi. I think Uzi had the best feature.
Really?
I do.
Let me see.
I thought close personal friend Dirk. I liked the was it last name the song they did.
Yeah, Dirk's voice is fire too. But yeah,
Individual best feature, I got to go Uzi.
I agree.
Yeah, facts. Oh, here it goes.
What a sweater.
Here it go.
Yeah, what a man. Nike did some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, they did. Oh my God. The archives.
Art. Look at that. Oh.
What an unnecessary double clutch. Jason Williams was nice, man.
Oh man,
shit.
They don't make commercials like that anymore. Am I right?
No, they do not.
Jimmy Buffett, hey, Buffett versus Streisand. I don't know who's going
to Barry Manilow.
Yeah, man.
Michael McDonald. Yeah, that's
if McDonald get into the game, it's not a lot of people that want it. McDonald versus Youngboy. Yeah, I would watch. I would watch Michael McDonald versus Youngboy. Never broke.
Youngboy is like, fuck, he's got me on the ropes.
Yeah, he played. Like, I keep forgetting. Yeah. Calling out, yeah.
Young boy versus like Randy Newman. He's like, not the Toy Story theme. Come on.
Drop that Shrek version of Hallelujah.
I saw people had said comedians. I felt it could go really well, but I feel like it has more room to go bad than good.
Real bad. Real bad, real quick. Yeah. Like
you're just swapping 20 jokes, but you have to lead with not your best joke. So it's like you're leading with your 17th best joke.
Well, it'd kind of be like a set in that sense, because in your normal set, you're not doing your best joke off top.
Yeah, but even you got to counter to what they do, though, right? Like you might have your set, but if they come out with some fire, you're like, boy, I was gonna do a slow build. But
what if it's two comedians, but they're playing each other's clips, trying to find their worst jokes?
Oh wow, I don't hate that.
I can see Hannibal Buress and Eric Andre. Like, remember when you said this unfunny shit and just play?
Yeah, it's like Women Be Shopping, Volume 1 through 3.
All the comments just gonna be, "You're a landlord. You're a landlord."
Remember when you evicted this person during?
Yeah, y'all remember that? Y'all remember that?
You're right.
I don't hate that.
What?
Jamie Foxx versus that one dude, 50 verse game, that wouldn't go well.
Nah, I don't think a single song would be played.
Whoa, yeah, Tyler's HG. Best tweets.
Hey, listen, I don't want it with HBJ. I can be honest. I don't want it with HPJ.
There's a lot of pain in those tweets. So. He's gonna bring back some bad memories.
He taking that 12-8.
Yeah,
he had an unreal tweet last night. He was like, "When the O video came out, I wasn't even worried if the Sierra rumors were true."
Oh no, that's the thing. He says stuff like that that you can repeat it, but you can't memorialize it. You can't.
He tweets like it's still 2011.
Which I respect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't go – but he goes just on the line. He knows where the line is.
He knows the line.
That's hard to do. I stay very far from that line. I'm too old for this game.
And you've barely – this is the fourth time you've ever shown your face in history.
That's you know what? Less time to get in trouble. I do not want to be the protagonist of Twitter for a day.
No, sir. No.
I never wanted it.
No, sir.
And then 20 plus in the notifications,
there it goes.
It'll be a hot day. Yeah.
What did I
get the new phone?
What did I submit to delete?
Drill versus Sex J. Just one for the just legend on legend.
I don't think anyone wants it with Drill. All respect to Sex.
Drill's prolific. He's got bangers on bangers on bangers, just ready. And Sex J be like, "They crucified my wife, Scoob."
Point Sex J.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out Sex J.
Not Sex J versus Trill Ballins. That's a battle I would watch.
What's up with Trill Ballins these days?
He's a podcast.
Yeah, family man.
Yeah,
he's still on Twitter. He just doesn't tweet. Like, he sees you.
He's around. He's watching us right now.
Yeah.
He sees us when we're tweeting. Yeah, he knows when we're awake.
He got religion. He got smart.
Yeah, Jordan versus Drexler. Very good, but one of these guys, clearly the GOAT.
Chances we get HPJ on the pod. I don't know if that's actually a human being. So maybe high, low, I guess. Couldn't tell you.
He's a very advanced AI.
He's just an algorithm.
Or it's the same people that put together Timmy Thick too. It's that same Harvard experiment. It's HPJ, the other side.
Boy.
Oh, that was the one Beans tweet versus any other tweet in existence.
Hey, also we get Alaskan. He gets to talk through the tweet like Ludacris.
He gives you the oral history of the movie theater visit, the moment he decided to tell everybody it happened, why he brought Beans into Cars 2.
So the family had just watched Cars 1 at home, and we saw Cars 2 was coming out. I thought it'd be a good family night out. It was myself, my wife, my kid, and the Beans. All's going well so far.
I just want to know the story behind the Beans, man. Like, he's going to be telling us like a very reasonable adult explanation. He's like, listen, I was doing low carb, and
the doc said my fiber was low. Yeah.
Man, I went to go see Annihilation with a friend of mine who's like not really online like that. And we had gotten dinner before, and she brought like leftover meatloaf in there with her, and she spilled it on herself. And I was like,
"Man, like meatloaf." Yeah. She's like, "I gotta clean off this meatloaf." You're busy laughing. She's like, "Yeah, that's funny." You're like, "If you were on the internet, this would be a life."
Yeah, right. Have you ever seen Cars 2? You wouldn't understand. Right? Let me say, this is something I know I've asked Coley before, but I'll ask YC and Tyson. When you hear like that this nigga's eating beans, whose voice do you hear that in? I feel like everybody hears it in a different voice. In there, like I hear it in a DC Young Fly voice.
Cat Williams. I would say Cat Williams.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't have a specific voice, but it's the same cadence that I hear, like, this motherfucker spitting, and like, like, that's the cadence I hear it in, and maybe that's what it came from, honestly. Like, that's probably what the cadence where it came from, but that's what I hear it in.
I can't believe she brought meatloaf in the thing.
Yeah, no, I was beside myself, man. Like, and then spilled it. Then just spilled it. But what the fuck are you going to eat meatloaf in the fucking theater? Like, eat a table, minimum. Minimum table.
I see how you can spill beans. That's an accident waiting to happen.
What's the hottest food y'all ever brought to movie theater, each of you?
A handful of that meatloaf.
Or, like, the most complete meal. I don't know. Because, like, I don't have any weird.
Nothing too weird, just like chicken. I brought chicken in before. That's not a lot outlandish, you know?
Because you know, like right next to the movie theater where we're at. So
Yeah. I like, we got to like get a challenge, like sneak in a whole pizza. Like some shit you got to walk in, like very obvious.
So I went to college at UMass Amherst, and Amherst is just this like backwoods town, like way out in Western Massachusetts. So the movie theater out there was like $5 every Tuesday or some shit. So I always used to go then. And during Avatar, I waited mad long to see Avatar, but it was in theaters for so long. Finally, I was like, all right, let's go see it. There was an older couple there who brought like a Thanksgiving feast. They had a full pizza, 2 2-liters, like an actual full like roast chicken. And they fell asleep like 30 minutes in because they ate so much goddamn food.
Luxury.
A birthday cake is very funny if somebody bringing up like and trying to slice a birthday cake.
Like candles, face glowing.
Is that smoke? Do I smell candle smoke?
Somebody said, "Bring a ham into the theater challenge." Jake.
So a Thursday. Yeah.
Hold it up.
So they found a rotisserie chicken pit clean. That's tough, man.
Oh, not the remains of a chicken. Chicken. That's upsetting. Like
the carcass of a.
They were getting busy with that.
Fajitas are a preposterous thing to bring into anywhere but a table. Yeah.
Like sizzling, like still on the little tray, like.
Everybody's head turned like when you walk by an Applebee's. Everybody smell the sizzle. Somebody said nachos feels like a strange. I agree. It does feel like a strange.
Is it weirder than the hot dog or less weird?
I feel like more weird.
More weird.
Yeah, also, like a hot dog doesn't feel weird to me at the movies or anywhere. Like I can't think of a single place that a hot dog would be unwelcome.
You gotta bring your own nachos, even though they sell nachos there as a flex. You're like, oh no, minor. way better. Yeah, no, yeah. This is an old recipe. Like,
I got this recipe. Bon appetit.
Yeah, I don't eat off wreck.
Yeah, anything that's crunchy or is going to have like a lot of noise, I don't think the movie theater should be like offering.
Someone said brisket.
Hey.
Like, lift the whole shit up in there.
I like the bowl of soup because I was going to say a bowl of cereal.
Oh, yeah. Anything temperature dependent, and also cereal is going to get worse over time. So you really got to be like going in on that shit.
You have to have at least two different containers, right? One for cereal, one for milk, right? Like, at least with the beans, I just got a thermos and a spoon. Like, it's just a man in his beans.
I just got a can and a can opener, man. That's all you need. Just one container.
Yeah. I always pictured he had the can and then he bit into it with his two front teeth, like Goofy from the movie when him and Max were out in the woods. Like, that's how he tried to ingest those beans.
A Ziploc bag of spaghetti.
Just eating it with a knife.
Yeah, it just falls out of your pocket. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Lars brings a whole charcuterie board. That I believed it. Yeah, I believed it.
This shit is making me want to like break into the movie theater on our block right now, to be honest with you. Like, I'm like reminiscing about just eating some bullshit in a dark room while some terrible movie is playing. Ugh.
Let me in.
In the general vicinity of other human beings.
God. Yeah, think about how filthy a movie theater.
Yeah.
Think about how dirty a library is. You think they clean the spines? You think they clean the spines of those books, man? Come on. Come on, man. Corona dancing like disco at the library. It's like a fucking rave for Corona.
Speaking of which, how's Atlanta doing? How's Atlanta doing?
Open. Like, it's back to normal. Huh?
Have you gone bowling yet?
I'm saving it for this weekend. I'm getting up a gang of 75 of my closest friends. We're all gonna go bowling. It'll be great.
Done. And then go bowling.
It'll be great. Then we'll go to the library and touch every book. It'll be great.
Everybody gonna share a rotisserie chicken. Got their fingers on that thing.
What month do you think the first no losses party will be in?
2021.
Yeah, facts. Or maybe mid 2021, the way shit's going in New York right now, bro.
The booth is literally gonna be a booth, like, you know, the like game show where the money pit, you gotta grab as many dollars. Yeah. Like, that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be sealed, soundproof.
My biggest thing is if all these states are going to forcibly open, I feel like we're going to be back at it sooner than later because everyone's going to get it.
Yeah. The time is going to be all messed up. That's what I worry about because I feel like New York is really clamped down and like we're kind of going in the right direction. And then everybody else is going to end up in the wrong direction and we're going to be back in the wrong direction again. So, I don't know.
All right, well.
Very hopeful to leave you guys with, so I don't know.
just a little hope, a little optimism. It's like we're all gonna fucking die, and those of us that don't, you know, we'll be left with the carcass of the United States. So, shit. See you next year. Pull up.
Like, yeah, we'll
mixtape, no losses collab party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, drop by.
Shit.
No losses again. Thank you, boys, for joining. I love seeing your faces again. It's been far too long. I'm glad
you're
still
alive. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, bless. It's great to see you all too, man.
Really great to see you guys.
I hope by 2021, YC, you like this album as much as the rest of us do.
I'll give it another chance. I'll say this about him. He's the only person where it's like it the first time, I'll give it another chance. Most people, I'll just give it the one.
Yeah.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
But yeah, man, congrats on the new additions to the family and everything. Hope you and the family are good.
So far, yeah, everyone's super alive. Last I saw before we started the stream, things change.
Yeah.
Tyler, since Atlanta's reopened again, maybe I'll join you at Waffle House once again.
Yeah, come on down. The cleanest place in the world. Put your silverware in that hot water glass, and that kills the Rona just fine.
Rona never stood a chance at a Waffle House.
Nah, they don't even check it in, it won't even get past the door.
I like my Corona smothered and covered, man.
All right, boys. You guys be good. Thank you again. And everyone else on the world. We'll see you later.
See y'all later.
Bye, everybody.